Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. If you've ever watched this show, you've heard we are a huge proponent of AI, but not just AI, but humans and AI. And how can we collaborate in the future to make you more efficient and your employees, your business? I mean, these things are incredible. And I'm excited today because we're going to talk with Tiana Linton, who is the CEO and founder of Alias AI. But Tiana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You got the name right.
So I know that you're redefining productivity. You're really doing this collaboration between AI and human, and you want to make business and people better in the future. Before we dive into your story and why you're even doing this and what are you solving, because I know it's a need, let's talk about you. What made you not only want to get into AI, but how do you see the future of this AI-human collaboration?
Getting into AI, I kind of fell into it. I don't have a technical background, but I own a marketing agency. So part of what we have to do is set up the backend systems for our clients to ensure that any leads that come in are able to be handled well and don't get lost. And I have spent 6-7 years navigating different softwares, trying to figure out the best solutions, and they're all pretty miserable to use. I find that I want a one-stop solution. Most of them require multiple plugins in order to do what I want. And I have ADHD, so having 1,000 different things on my dashboard, I get distracted, it drives me insane. I need it to be simple, easy, effective. And when AI started coming out, I was like, I bet I could use that to solve my problems. And so I started building it conceptually for my agency. And then after talking to a lot of my clients, they were like, no, we're going to want that as well. And it just kind of grew from there. But when it comes to human and AI collaboration, I think it could go one of two ways. One of them is pretty doom and gloom. And I think that's what happens if we don't actually take control of what we're using technology for. If you look at what happened with social media, I don't think that we can really rely on the government to be able to be fast enough to keep up with the pace that technology evolves to put regulations in place. I think they will eventually catch up, but tech's always going to be faster. So if you think about AI and its capacity to learn on its own, I think it gets concerning. So my entire platform is that AI can be an amazing tool, but we have to remember that it's a tool. Things like replacing creative work seem silly because that's the stuff that humans enjoy. That's what really fills people up. And I think that if we can look at AI as a tool and look at it as something to be cautious with, then it can advance us substantially. But the caveat of that is if we are not intentional about how we use it, what information we give it, the restrictions that we put in around it, and including safeguards, then I think it can be extremely detrimental long-term for humanity.
I was reading yesterday, and thank you for sharing that, that OpenAI might be on the verge of AGI, and that they're talking about, they're working on the reasoning part right now. So how do you feel about when people say AI is going to take over all the jobs, or even though maybe it shouldn't take over a creative job, companies might do that because maybe they want to save money or, you know, for a variety of reasons. But how do you feel about this statement? Some people say take over every job. Some people say it won't.
I think it will take over quite a few jobs. I do think that there's going to be jobs that open up. There's a lot of opportunity. But I think that for most people, they need to look at what their role is and ask themselves if it can be replaced by AI. What skills can I learn to make myself invaluable to the organization that I work for? To be honest with you though, even though it is growing quickly, I think that's a longer horizon than people realize, simply because not only does it still make mistakes, a lot of people have a lot of resistance to implementing it in its full capacity. I think that resistance is well-placed. I think, a lot of the jobs.
Hey everyone, something you may not know about me is that language is a passion of mine. For over 20 years, I've been learning different languages, and it's been one of the most game-changing things when it comes to communication, sales, and building relationships. That's why I'm very excited to tell you about Rosetta Stone, which I have been using for a while now. Whether you're pitching to investors or working with a global team, knowing another language can make all of the difference. Rosetta Stone is one of the easiest ways I've found to learn a new language. With their easy-to-use cloud-based tools, you can learn to speak in 25 languages right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Just imagine the opportunities that open up when you can speak the language of your next big market or connect better with your clients. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off today at rosettastone.com/today. We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/Founders Story. Head over to Indeed.com/Founders Story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/Founders Story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
That it would replace our jobs that probably don't require a lot of human interaction, a lot of the ways that human can think creatively. Anything like the data analysis, things like that, why wouldn't you use an AI to do that? It's going to be faster, it's going to be better, more accurate. But then you think about things like assistance. Okay, it can take a lot of your workload off your plate, but that just means that you can get better at the actual human interaction side. So I talk a lot about reskilling. I think that organizations should be thinking about that right now. One of our clients is an HR consultancy, and it's not something that any of her clients have even started to consider. But I think people think that AI is a lot like the internet, where it's not actually going to like do anything miraculous yet. And then it's going to have this big bubble that pops. And it's like, I think it's different simply because the internet was not self-learning. You know what I mean? I think the idea of having a self-learning tool can be really beneficial, and that's what we're building into our CRM product management platform. But as a human being, you have an ability to interact with people in a way that technology can't. Like, if you think about how many times you've gotten like the robocaller when you've called like the store, and you're just like, I swear to God, if I don't reach a person, I'm gonna lose my mind, like just pressing zero. Think about that experience, and then imagine that in every single customer service role, sales role. Like, people want to talk to people, and I don't think that's ever going to change. So there is security, at least for jobs that are in that space.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. And I really enjoyed the perspectives of what the future is going to be like. And I think businesses are prime to benefit right now. The great thing is we don't have to wait, you know, a few months, a few years. Like you said, the internet took many years to get to this point. We don't have to wait. Now we can use AI, we can leverage it as business owners in our business, and we can maximize productivity. We can make more money from this right now. So tell me more about how your app, your software is allowing business owners to be more productive. And I enjoyed your story of the reasons why you created it and the problems you're solving, but where do you see this going in the future?
So it's not only just productivity, but it's overall, think about the amount of mundane tasks that you do throughout your day that take up time, whether it's sending an email, looking through notifications, everything from populating the data that you need, trying to navigate the platforms that you're currently using. Imagine if you took ChatGPT and the way that you just ask it for what you need, and that was almost your own business assistant built into your software. The way that I've structured it this way, where it's basically like an empty dashboard, is because I want it to be something where I can be like, hey, Allie, that's the AI's name in our software. Can you bring up the data from the last sales call I had with so-and-so? And then she can populate it. I can look through it. I can ask her to send an email. I want it to feel and be as if I have an executive assistant right there that can do all of these tasks that I just want to talk and get it done. That way I can focus on the things that I need to do that require a lot more of my high level thinking and strategy. So it can fit within pretty much any business that you could think of, just simplifying and streamlining things. Because the way that it's going to process data not only is going to give you more accurate reporting, but think of how much time is wasted also with employees having to interact in a way where technology, it's supposed to make you more productive. But if you really think about most of the tech that you've had to implement, at least in the beginning, but for a long time, it doesn't make you more productive at all. It takes up way more time than it's worth. One of my colleagues always makes fun of me because she's like, you have us using these systems, but then you refuse to use them. And I'm like, yeah, because I hate them. So I'm building my own. I won't use them. It takes up too much time. There's only so much time in a day. So it's as if ChatGPT and like Siri had a baby and then you added in Salesforce. And I don't want it to be like you have to have 1,000 different plugins. Initially, you'll probably have options to add a lot of plugins. But as it grows, I want it to be a standalone software where it's the exact same thing on your computer, your tablet, your phone. Easy to use. Part of that was because technology, as it advances, it almost becomes somewhat discriminatory towards older people in our organizations because they didn't grow up with this tech. They don't know how to use it. It's advancing so quickly. But if you just have a model where you ask it for what you need and it can give you what you need and it's intelligent, then it almost opens up an entire realm for people who hate tech because it scares them or it's advanced for them.
So much technology that we use that I hate too.
Yeah.
And like I tell my team, you have to use it, but I can't stand using it. And that's not good. And I think many times it holds us back. The learning curves, there's all these things involved. And then they don't want to use it. And then you get upset with them because they're not using it.
Yep.
Even though you tell them to use it, but you're not using it. So I can really appreciate that. And I can't wait to use the software. So I know if I go to the website, I can sign up to be on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you also have some things coming down the pipeline this fall. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we're going through a raise. Right now we're in the process of building out our MVP. So the raise is gonna go towards getting that accomplished. And then from there, we're going to, I think it's probably an 8 to 9 month time horizon until we actually launch into beta. So anybody on the wait list will have access to beta when it comes out. It is going to be limited though. So it's going to be only people on the waitlist are going to get access, purely because I think that if I can have people who are willing to give us their feedback and help us to optimize the software for how they want to use it, and actually have them take more of a collaborative role, we can all build something that everybody wants to use, as opposed to just like me being like, I know what's best. I know what everyone wants, you know?
Hey, I love beta testing software. I think it's great. The fact that people can now be collaborative with the apps and the organizations that they use is great. Because like you just were talking about, many times they're built, given to us, but we don't really even like them anyways, but it's the only thing. So I appreciate that. Can't wait. I'm very excited for this to come out. So make sure that you join the wait list. But if people want to join that and they want to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
So if they want to join the wait list, it's Allius.ai, Allius.ai. And then if they want to reach me, I believe my email is also on the website, so they can just connect with me there for anybody who's interested in joining fundraising round.
Amazing. Allius.ai. Tiana, thank you so much for joining today and sharing your thoughts on the future of everything. It's a very exciting topic. It can be scary, but let's just make this super exciting, and we can make money. We can do better right now. And what else do we want? But thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.